The PGA Championship heads to Philadelphia's Arana Mink Golf Club for the first time since 1962.
The emotion-packed drama was never greater as players studies the contour of the green.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Dirt and Sprague with Andy Dirt Johnson.
Gary Player becomes the first resident of a foreign country ever to win the PGA. For doing it, he receives the Rodman Wanamaker Trophy.
And Brandon Sprague.
And the biggest PGA check ever, $13,000.
PGA Championship Week on The Fan is brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club. There's no better course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, your Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your days are off to a great start.
Squeeze them damn things. Make sure you got two.
Make sure you got two of them today.
Shout out the Hoggies.
We love our Hoggies, and we got a lot to get to in the final hour of the radio show. Get you set for your night in sports.
Also love our mommies.
We love our mommies. We love our Hoggies. We love them all. And we got PGA Championship underway. Lots and lots and lots and lots to get to, but it is time, as it usually is. For the Magic Hat. All right, let's get to the Magic Hat. It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics,
yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
Is simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that
rabbit? I tell you something about this.
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do.
Put that in the magic hat.
The magic hat.
I have a confession about this.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
It's funny. So the PGA Championship all morning has been on ESPN Plus. It is now officially on TV. It's on ESPN.
Yeah.
And your ESPN Plus has just rolled you into a car auction.
Yep.
They're selling a 1972 Chevy K5 Blazer.
So,
$60,000? That's not bad for that car.
I have a dirty confession on this.
Current bid, huh?
I went to the Mecum Auto at the Expo Center a couple years ago.
Okay.
With my dad. And we watched some of the cars get bid on. And I'm not a car guy in any way. I just don't really care if I have a new car or a brand new car, old car, doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, get me to point A, point B.
There is something weirdly erotic and a secret of mine. I want to get a car from the Mecum Auto in my life.
Really?
And if I ever was at a point
is
where
is there
I
had, one that like stands out above the others?
A 68
type?
El Camino,
yeah, something
old
school would be
a
so cool.
68 Camaro, yeah. Are the two for me. Now look, the old like the one Dan Lanning got, the Broncos.
Oh, the Bronco, the old Broncos.
The old Broncos, but I'm kind of a weird douchey guy in this way. I don't need everything to be original.
No.
If you could put like a screen in,
you want some modern touches in your classic car.
In the classic car, I don't care if that ruins it. It's my car.
Oh, you're a little more Pimp My Ride guy than
dude. Something like this would be this a 1986 GMC pickup. Like I would drive the hell out of that.
That's what I'm saying. Is like these old cars. There's something about them that is just remarkable to me. Yeah. And new cars don't really do a whole lot for me.
Tend to agree with you there. Not a bad take. Magic Hat time, ladies and gentlemen. What do we got? What's the first poll of the day?
Fart of the year.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we could have guessed who this was going to be from.
Farts will never not be funny. Farts are hilarious. If you don't find farts funny, look in the mirror. You have a problem. I grew up, my dad thought farts were funny. My uncles and grandparents would tell me to pull their finger. Like, that's the childhood that I grew up in. Teddy Ballgame now finds farts funny. And this one popped up in the old timeline the other day, and I want you to take a moment, hoping that you have not seen, and I know Swag has because I sent him the audio, to guess the creature, okay? I want a creature guess here of who you think this is coming out of. And I showed this to Teddy Ballgame. We spent about an hour laughing the other day in the middle of the day, and I thought, I got to play this, the Magic Hat. Now, my dad.
If Teddy likes it, listeners will like it.
I also sent it to my dad and brother. My dad had the idea that you should just play the audio and then say, guess what the audio is see if you can figure it out.
All right.
So I'm not going to quite do that because I don't know if you'd be able to guess it, but I want you to guess the creature and have we found the fart of the year.
That It's not a chainsaw. Listen to you laugh.
I saw the video.
I have watched this. Okay. I'm not kidding you. I've watched this 100 times, and every time I do, I laugh. I'll tell you the animal, then I'll say, well, now Teddy
is. So it is
saying,
an animal.
It's
not
an animal. Animal.
It's
yeah.
not Chris Christie.
And
not
the
Chris
relief Christ. That this animal.
Chris Christie's a great boy, dude.
Why did I see Chris Christie doing this?
Him and his softball. Remember when he was wearing his softball uniform? His pants have to be above his belly button. Talk about big nipples. Dude, that guy definitely farts like that.
So it's an animal.
It is an animal.
The distress that this animal looked in before release.
Yes.
There's nothing more funny to me than when my dog wakes himself up farting.
Yes.
But he's startled to the point where what is that?
Hey, who's here? Who's knocking on the door?
Okay, an animal.
Animal fart.
I'll ask one question. Big or small?
Big.
It's big.
Okay.
Big
hippo.
Animal. Close.
Not quite that big.
Polar bear.
No.
Not quite that big?
Think human friendly.
Dog? I'm so confused.
The giraffe went horse. It is a horse fart.
Oh, horse fart.
Horse fart.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad one, man.
So I played this like 20 times for Teddy, and he thought it was the funniest thing ever. He kept saying, more horse fart, more horse fart.
So they're in.
And then my wife got home from work. He walks up to the door, and he says, Mama, horse fart. And she just looked at me like,
What did you tell him today?
What are you, what? There's like legitimately
but
a lady.
When you showed her the video, did she laugh?
She laughed. Okay. She thought it was, yeah. She can act like she doesn't think it's funny.
Where
yeah,
can
just,
I find
just
it?
Search fart of the year, horse fart. You All can right. find it. But there's basically some gal, looks like a vet, because he's clearly in discomfort, that's like
so they're
going
in,
at him like CPR on his
They're
side.
In a horse arena like where you would barrel race or something like that.
That horse looks like he's dying.
He's so uncomfortable. Dying. And then he gets up and he's like, ooh, I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it.
Well, he must have been stuck between, am I in a process of doing my usual deed?
Right. Started, yeah.
Right. Built up gas must have made him just feel terrible.
What did the horse eat that caused that?
Probably too many apples.
Too much Chipotle.
I don't know.
To give him a ton of apples.
In my experience. There's your fart of the year. I'm glad that I got pulled
in
first.
My experience. Chris Christie's still the better answer.
Chris Christie's song. That was a great pull.
Are we loving it?
Okay, yes. So my computer still isn't working. I've had communication about this problem for over a week. Patrick has ruined it, and I still haven't had anybody fix it. So I'm going to have you play this audio. Let's play the audio, and then I'll tell you.
Does he know what to play?
I don't know which one this is.
It's the first one I sent you.
Okay.
You got it?
Well, let me go look at if I put them in order.
You not having a functioning computer is hurting the segment a little bit.
Oh, you don't think? You think the computer not working for working radio show?
So
maybe it is an issue.
You sent me three total pieces of audio.
I have two.
I have something about an Exxon here.
Oh, no, not the...
We have a golf-related one. Then we have two other random pieces.
Not the X one, the other one. What's it labeled?
There's nothing else on there. Oh, a national anthem?
Yeah, play that. God, what a disaster setup. So you might have been waiting for, like, why are we playing this? When does it get funny?
Where's the mistake? Did he slip up?
So here is where it gets funny. Do you know who sang that national anthem?
I do not. I don't know who that is.
Ronald McDonald at a minor league baseball game. So they show him on the Jumbotron, and there's a clown singing the national anthem. And it's basically they were doing Ronald McDonald Night at a Charlotte Knights charity baseball game.
Charlotte Knights have a beautiful stadium.
And they announced they're about to do the national anthem, so the fans are standing up. It's pretty packed. It's a charity night. The fans stand up, and they're waiting for somebody to walk out to do the anthem. Lo and behold, he's already on the field. It's a clown. And he grabs the microphone, and people are just seen, like, looking.
Like, what?
What?
What is going on
The players are looking up at the Jumbotron at just the giant face of a clown singing the national anthem. I could not take this seriously.
I love First off, the idea of a Ronald McDonald night's pretty funny. Like, of all the theme nights you could do, pretty solid there. How long until we start getting, like, this as an advertising thing of people branding of, like, Flo singing the national anthem before Game 5 of the NBA Finals?
So did you see what McDonald's did, by the way?
No.
They bought the naming rights to the Chicago Fire Stadium.
Oh, okay, McDonald's Stadium. Did they not play at the United Center?
No, the Fire's the MLS team.
The MLS team.
Oh, okay.
A new stadium, new stadium name. Sure. McDonald's bought the rights to it, and there's always going to be a McDonald's at the stadium.
God, what?
People are really McLovin' it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Why
is
wouldn't
it Golden
you
Arches
it?
Field or is it McDonald's?
No, I think it's McDonald's
It should
field.
Be Golden Arches Field, though. I'm with you there. With a McDonald's, Mickey D's open all the time.
I mean,
if we don't get a Panda Express in the renovated Moda Center, I'm boycotting. Boycotting.
This was the universal, like, you know, McDonald's Park.
McDonald's Park.
That's solid.
It's opening in the spring of 2028.
Jealous.
Very
of all the
jealous.
Naming rights you could have, like, I do love me some Panda Express, but it's not the easiest to eat on the go. Maybe not the best arena food. Like, I would certainly still love it. That's the beauty of a McDonald's in a spot like that, because you just grab, like, if they just hand you a burger and a wrapper, you walk to your seats, perfect.
You think that they make them log on an app to pay money to get their free food item?
I think they
at
do,
McDonald's Park?
That's how it works in Mickey D's Park, yeah.
There is something, I don't need a McDonald's really, but there is something weirdly soothing in my soul as a human seeing that arch.
Yeah, it's
when I see that M, I'm just like,
I think it's like, I was reading an article the other day about Disney adults who are, I think we might have talked about it on the show, who are like basically blowing their life savings to chase after their, you know, childhood wonder-like feelings that they cannot find anymore.
There's adults that live in Disney World because they have legitimate communities you can live in.
Okay. Imagine meeting one of those on Hinge. and you mean dress up as Mickey? What? Can I be goofy? McDonald's, I think, has that for people. I think it's that feeling. Like, it just gives you that when you see it, you think of a happy meal, you think of a moment where you're driving home after a game. Like, just, it brings back some sort of resonance that maybe not every fast food place does.
Here's what I'm curious. Yeah. Will they serve breakfast items during whenever the game is?
You have to. If you're Mickey D's Field, you have to.
I would think so.
You have to. Has to be available. Both available all day.
It's a good idea by them.
Give me a Sajic McMuffin. I love it.
All right, next up. Want a bucket.
These are always funny whenever we get these, like, man, how fat are we stories? This is the latest example of it. Are you guys ever fans of, or have you ever done, like, the double, triple gulp, big gulps from 7-Eleven? Like, what's the biggest drink you ever bought?
Back in the day when we didn't know what soda truly did to us, I got the 44
ounce. In high school, we had the, I think we had the double gulp.
Double gulp.
Was like,
the double gulp was a good pull.
96 ounces or something.
Something weirdly masculine.
There was a bucket.
Yeah.
Because you had the 64 ounce, like
64
super big gulp.
Yeah. Right.
And then they had like a double gulp. And I think it literally came in a bucket.
So my stepdad used to buy the 44 ounce double gulp and then also buy the energy pills.
Yes. Now we're talking.
That was one of the biggest clues. Yeah. He was doing coke.
I need to pick me up.
It's like, well, I can't buy coke right now.
And I can't remember if you could get Jolt. That was back in the day of Jolt Cola.
Jolt Cola. I remember Jolt Cola.
Hey, man, if you has to, you drink a Shasta.
There's something like weirdly satisfying about holding a cup that big. Like, I haven't bought a double gulp or a triple gulp, whatever, and it's been forever.
Where did people keep them? They just hold them between the legs?
Yeah,
cup holders back then.
Yeah. Not, your cup holder not big enough for that, let alone, you know.
No, it wasn't.
The reason I bring this up is we now have a chain who is releasing, and these are nationwide. Now, do we have any Dunkin' Donuts in our area?
We're starting, I think, to get them. Like, you remember when they did Sonic commercials here years ago?
Yes, and then Sonic came.
And then they're starting to bring them back, which makes me think we're going to have a Dunkin' or two somewhere.
Have you guys been to a Dunkin'?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Been to a Dunkin'?
We used to have them.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yep.
Back in the early 90s, we used to have them because we used to go and occasionally on Sundays get a dozen, and then it became another place.
Ah, okay.
Wasn't there? There was one in Beaverton somewhere.
Probably.
I'll take your word for it.
I've never been to one in Portland. I've been to one other places. I've never been to one here.
Yeah.
They are releasing nationwide. Now, is this too much coffee?
Yes.
I'll tell you the prices of it. Evidently, they had these viral buckets a year or two ago, and they are now releasing them nationwide. It is a 48, and I'm not kidding, it's a container. It looks like a bucket. 48 ounces. Oof. You want to know what the price is? You can get a refresher, $8.19.
That's a cheap price for that
for
much.
48 ounces of lemonade.
That much. That's basically the price of one coffee now.
For a blueberry cobbler iced tea, I don't know if you can do different flavors. This is what this list says, $10.59. Mm. For just a normal, like, cocoa iced coffee, $7.99. for 48 ounces of coffee.
What's the sugar intake in a bucket of coffee?
I mean, it's high. It's up there.
Right.
I'll tell you this. If you want a bucket, they're coming nationwide to Dunkin' Donuts.
We talked about date nights the other day, and I talked to my wife about the price of that stuff when I got home, and she kind of agreed, like, that's crazy amounts of money.
$2.50 average, yeah.
One of our, like, dates, and I think this is the reason our date nights have ceased to go down and exist lately, is we've morphed more into a morning family because of my schedule.
Sure, you're up early. Let's go get breakfast, grab a coffee.
It's mostly go to a coffee shop.
We do that largely, too.
So we have our favorite spots, but, like, 2 weeks ago, we went to a spot we hadn't tried, and it was really good. I hate to admit this publicly. I'm a real supporter of, like, people should be paid wages that are fair. They should be able to live on jobs. We shouldn't be making people work 8 jobs. It's ridiculous. I also am admitting that, like, the price of one coffee that's just 16 ounces, I'm finding myself hitting that tip button less and less.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. This is their fault.
Well,
not
in Texas, it is stark difference. So there was a Starbucks kind of kiosk in the hospital. And the Vintage is dark coffee, $2.95.
Yeah. You get a cold brew, it's $5 now.
It's insane.
A 12-ounce cold brew is over $5.
Yeah, the 16-ounce cold or the 16-ounce iced coffee was like 3.25.
And what? If I don't tip them a dollar, I feel like they're
guilty,
judging me.
But
It's $7.48 for a coffee now.
Also, it depends on what, like, am I getting something that's an intricate make, or are you pouring cold brew into ice cubes?
Exactly.
In a
latte,
like,
dude, with no flavors. Yeah, just plain milk with some espresso.
Like, what if you do just like a house? Sometimes I'll just do like a house coffee, a little cream, a little room for cream.
The people doing the like double foam, you know.
Yeah, tip on that, yeah.
3 shots, 2 pump vanilla, soy milk, but half warm. Like, when you're doing those orders, you should be tipping.
Yes.
That's
a
disaster.
17 dishes you have to use in order to make
coffee. I want a cup of Joe.
Yeah, I want a cup of coffee.
Yeah, right.
And if you want 48 ounces, you can go to Dunkin' Donuts. Let's squeeze
one
more on here.
Right.
All right, one pathetic loser.
Yeah, we probably have enough time for this.
Okay.
This is mine.
We'll run a minute long here.
That's okay. I want to be honest about something in America. When people are not choosing to partake in something, it almost feels like it's becoming, there's more judgment on them. Now, there's honest hand to God, no particular reason. I have not drinking alcohol in over a year. But I'm also not somebody that really wants to talk about that. And people ask me, why are you doing it? Why'd you have some? I don't know. I just not go. I'm going for a while. There's no rhyme or reason. I don't know if I'm done. Maybe I'll have some. Maybe I won't.
Yeah.
I'm finding that social hangs with people who do booze, it's a very weird energy.
Mm.
It's not that you can't have a comfortable hang. I've had them several times. There's almost like an energy to it of like, you're not drinking, huh?
Mm.
And
being
then like,
a little judgy. Judgy may not be the right word.
Yeah.
But like,
yes.
Oh, how come?
Right.
And then you have to answer questions about it everywhere you go.
Right. And then you get drinks. Only get 3.
Yeah.
He's not.
You got to be the guy at the table. Can I get a Diet Coke?
Hey, why are you drinking? Are you an alcoholic? Well, no, I'm not an alcoholic. Why are you drinking then? It's like, it's a weird hang now. I'm one pathetic loser, it feels like.
Okay. I see that being issue's not the right word, but becoming a thing.
You also
have
can't
to deal
go to a
it.
Bar. It's a very weird thing to go to a bar and get 2 Diet Cokes.
That's a little weird. I can see that being a little
That's
weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
And then what? Am I drinking water?
Right. I try, because you never know what people's backstory is. Like, I know you weren't an alcoholic. That's why not why you quit drinking.
Not in any way.
But I always, like, if I'm ever with people who are in that stage, like, I had a buddy I went to high school with years ago, and I hadn't seen him in a long time, and we were at a social event, and I'm like, hey, you want to go get a beer? And it was like an immediate, I'm not drinking anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was like, oh, I try not to ever ask, like, so, do you have a problem? Like, just like, I don't need a follow-up. You don't want to have a beer, you don't have to have a beer. I don't have any issue with it.
But I would argue,
I try and be very cautious of how I respond to people who say that.
Yeah, no, and I think there's a lot of people that are.
Yeah.
But I would argue in society, more people question why you don't than us questioning if you're drinking too much. It's almost more taboo to say,
I think you're 100% correct.
Dude, you drink a little too much than it is to say, why aren't you drinking?
Right.
Why don't you drink? Have one. Yeah. Like, it's a weird reversed order of operation that we've gotten into here.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So I wanted to admit in the trust tree, I have had one pathetic loser vibes from time to time.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good way to phrase it, but I see why you feel that way, and I see why it's weird.
No, it is. I will tell you, because with my, I understand where that happened with my crew, but now that we have all reached our mid-50s and different people are dealing with different things and trying to lose weight and you're not as active, all those sorts of things.
You do what you got to do.
It will get better where your friends, whatever.
Yeah.
We just want to hang out with you.
No doubt about it. Mostly been supportive. It just, also the biggest red flag for you was when you went out at the party and came in to do the show. That's your biggest, I can't quite tie him off the way that I
once did. Can't quite do it the way that we used to. We're a little bit longer in the tooth now. More Magic Hat next, 105.1 FM The Fam.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, ho, ho, it's welcome back in. More Magic Hat time, round two. First one delivered. It always delivered. Somebody said it's perfect timing. Got a beer ad on YouTube right before Breaks talking about not drinking. a couple more that came in here.
Should be reversed, by the way. I'm not judging anybody that does. Being a little over, I just find it a little like I get more questions than me asking them why they're on their fourth cocktail.
Yeah, there's definitely that.
For the fourth time
there's
in the
no
week.
There's no good answer other than, why not?
I mean, I'm that way. What else is there to do? I'm that way. Like, I'm the opposite of it. Like, when I don't drink a lot anymore in my day-to-day life. I very rarely ever have anything at home, a beer or a glass of wine. I am a social alcoholic, though. And I have no problem admitting it. Like, if I'm out, and it doesn't happen very often to me in my current state of life. I have a 2-year-old. Like, I'm not, bar hangs are not very often for me.
But I would imagine if you get the hall pass.
When I went to the Blazer game the other night.
If you get the hall pass for a night, you want to enjoy it.
How many do you have at the Blazer game?
I think I have 4 beers.
Well, those are good-sized beers, too.
They're good size. Yeah, like, I'm not just having one. Yeah, no way. It's a playoff game.
$100 later.
It's the Detroiters. How many drinks do you have? Well, probably 12 in a week.
A week?
A week?
No, that's Thursday night.
Yeah. That's Thursday. All right, what else we got?
6-hour X ride.
Yeah, thank you for this. I need to ask maybe both of you, maybe this is more up Dirt's alley, maybe it's more Swags, I don't know. I have no idea your back history of dating. I know yours a little bit, but I can't publicly talk about that. Yours, I don't really know as much. I wasn't around when you had frosted tips and weird puka shell necklaces.
I was in the cougar den?
Right.
Okay.
Look at this photograph.
Every time I do it makes me laugh.
Okay. That being said, I want you to take a listen to this audio, and this is Nick Lachey.
Oh.
People found out he got stuck on a 6-hour flight sitting next to Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
It was strangely okay.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah.
And so we hadn't seen each other in those 20 years and then spent 6.5 hours on a flight to Hawaii together. So, but when I say spent in the same vicinity, it was
understood.
But it was, everyone was very, very cordial, very respectful.
You set in the record that you didn't join the Mile High Club with her there?
Yeah. Just turned your iPad on and didn't watch anything?
Being married 20 years ago, I know that's a long time, but like, it had to have been
that's really weird.
Weird feeling to bump into each other
like
that.
It would have been weird, but I am of the belief that 99.9% of celebrity marriages are just
pseudo not as real as others.
Are corporate mergers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what's the percentage?
Like 99.9%.
Wow. It's like, all about corporate mergers, huh?
For the most part.
So Clooney's marriage to the smart gal fake.
How's Jessica Simpson looking these days?
Teach their own.
Oh.
Okay.
She's got divorced again from Eric Johnson.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
The NHL player?
Now, she had kids with him, and she married Nick Lachey a long time ago.
I will say
the
this.
The Bumblebee Tuna thing was Bumblebee a Tuna. Long time ago.
That era of Jessica Simpson.
What?
Like that
Chicken of the Sea,
Bumblebee Tuna era,
yeah,
is near the top of the all time list
for your favorite. I get okay. Near the all-time I'm not asking you. To
oh, I know. I'm just sharing my unsolicited opinion on how hot Jessica Simpson used to be.
What would you do? The last relationship you were in before your wife, you get on a flight.
Now here's the
hey you
from that clip and the way that
really.
You, from the clip and the way that you've set it up.
Yeah. So this is
they
what you
did? They were traveling.
You went and got married.
They were traveling individually, like without other.
No, he was followed up and was your wife with you, Vanessa, what's-her-face from MTV.
Yeah.
What's-her-nuts.
Be more what's-your-boobs.
Yeah.
And he said, his whole family was with him.
Okay. That's
I'm sure they've seen
then.
Each other in passing.
That's different.
Yeah, it does change things a little bit. That would be one. If you did that, like, does your wife know the last girl you dated before you got together with her? Because you guys met in college, right?
We dated in college. I wasn't in a... I wasn't really in serious relationships.
Didn't have, like, another serious relationship. Because I think that changes it a little bit.
College.
That's where he's unique there of, like, she's clearly aware of who Jessica Simpson is.
I don't have an ex-wife.
You know, I get that. But I just think the idea of, like, if you know the person and your wife wasn't on the flight, then it becomes more of
a sticky
issue.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Like, if you're flying somewhere by yourself, your wife knows who your ex was, and then you get you land and you, oh, by the way, the last 6 hours I spent next to fill in the blank, excuse me?
Yeah.
Like, there would be an immediate, like, huh? And you would ask a follow-up question on that. I think it would be cordial. I don't have problems at this point in my life being awkward at that point, too. Like, if it's going to get awkward, I'll just turn on an iPad.
Mm.
Like, if it's going
to
be
cold, have the conversation?
I mean, I'll have a little conversation, but if it gets any sort of contested, you know, if there's anything that comes out of it, like,
what if she's poking and prodding? But,
I'm putting my headphones on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll see you later.
You gonna leave me again?
Yeah. I'm married. I don't know what you want from me here, all right? Okay. I'm taken.
It's one thing to see your ex bump into him at the store, maybe coffee shop.
6 hours on a flight.
6 hour flight. Yeah. You're sitting right next to him. It's a bit much.
Well, we know who this one's
dukes,
from.
Man.
Pre-game poop?
This is technically Sprague's. I just wrote it for him.
That's what you labeled it?
Yeah, dude.
So at the PGA Championship, which is underway today, right?
Minwoo Lee, 4 under.
Minwoo Lee,
him and his Lululemon in his polo.
Yeah, I'm not mad. Well, the
Lululemon's got good gear. It's just expensive. I digress.
White Claws and Lululemon. This guy, talk about changing your tune.
I got all these takes from AI today.
I'm glad they've done the show for you. So there's a golfer that I've never heard of named Garrett Higo.
Garrick Higo.
Yeah.
I-C-K Higo.
He was set to tee off today at the PGA Championship. This is not a guy you've heard of, I heard of,
South African, I believe.
Yes, South African.
There you go. Set to tee off at 7:18 a.m. Eastern time.
Local time.
And it's 7:19, and here comes Garrett Higo.
You know you're late to the tee.
Yes, good shot.
Good luck for you.
You got to be on the tee at your appointed time, and he was a minute late.
Yeah, so he was a minute late, and you heard the exchange there. He walks up. He's smiling, by the way. The official goes, you know you're a minute late. He goes, yes. He goes, 2 shots. I love his. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I'm well aware of that.
And he says thank you and doesn't contest, doesn't argue, just goes right to the tee box.
Yeah.
And I have no...
Has to be a pregame poo, does it not?
Something
it, yeah.
involving
Has to be.
Something.
Now,
like
maybe,
that.
Like, this happened while we were on the air, so I don't know. Maybe there's video or we haven't had a chance to read up on it yet.
I'll look up if there's anything.
Somebody just, he was on the putting green and he lost track of time. But if you're showing up late and that's the way you respond, I just tend to think that you're, and we've all been there before.
He did have his putter in his hand as he walked past the
official.
Okay,
so maybe it wasn't a pregame poo?
Just 2-stroke penalty and a
that's
major.
That's brutal, dude. This has now led to a debate of, is that a fair punishment? He was 1 minute late to his schedule.
2-stroke penalty's a bit much for me.
Is it? 1-stroke penalty okay?
1-stroke would be fair, yeah. Okay. 2 is, dude, you're already plus 2?
He's even par, by the way, for the day, counting that. I believe they're counting that penalty, or do they add that at the end of the round? Do you know how that works,
No,
Swag?
They usually put it on. It may not be official.
Because it says he double bogeyed the first hole, so I don't know if he legitimately double bogeyed the first hole, or if he parred it with a 2-stroke penalty.
Todd,
that I don't know.
Todd Emmerich, play-by-play for ESPN and Westwood 1, he just tweeted about 10 minutes ago, after a birdie at 17, Higo would be leading right now if not
no,
for the
so
60
he was,
seconds.
Yeah, he's even par, so that he's even par with the 2-shot penalty.
Wow.
It says Higo was on the putting green, but not, quote, within the area defined as the starting point at his starting
time. How do you
make
that mistake then if
how
you're
does nobody in your
life?
Well, yeah. How does nobody around you?
Like, pooping
caddy?
Is one thing.
That's
if you're on the toilet, you're on the
that's
toilet.
Your caddy.
Like,
that's
yeah.
If I'm your caddy, you're not late.
Yeah, I'm
this
cutting
This is why
your pay.
I'm a good caddy.
I'm cutting your pay for this event.
Yep.
If I finish top 10, your 10% is down to 8%.
What
right?
if he came down to the end and lost by 2-stroke?
God, I mean, something file away the rest of the week.
Lost
see how
by
it goes.
1-stroke.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's brutal.
All right, well, one more in here. Let's squeeze
we'll
one more in here.
Squeeze one more in here. First grade take.
All right, this is fantastic. I'm all about promoting the youth. And
the cameras have gotten so much worse through the show, by the way.
They? It's gotten worse.
I've gotten smaller.
You have gotten smaller. You're like a miniature version of yourself.
Swag,
dude.
Legitimately look towards the camera and open your mouth. It will look like you're trying. No. Go to the right. No, now you just, you don't know what you're doing. All right.
That's why I'll never be a weatherman.
Can somebody clip that? Swag doing that with his mouth towards the camera?
That's a POV you don't want. That's,
POV, I'm a hot dog at the turn.
Not your wife.
Yeah, so, yeah. We didn't have technology and stuff back in the day in order to pull this off, but I'm all for promoting the future of our industry. Sure. And I think I found the guys that are going to Wally Pip us.
Yeah.
These are a duo of eight-year-olds who have started own sports talk show on TikTok.
Yeah.
They got headphones. They got microphones. Let's enjoy eight-year-old hot takes.
Respect Jalen Brunson if you're watching this. You're my favorite player. But also,
he's my favorite player, too.
Do not give the clutch player of the year to the three-throw merchant.
Shay. He is absolutely, if you're watching this, Shay.
We're sorry.
I mean, like, come on, man. The referees, if you're a referee too many in the dandies. NBA, if you're watching this, I'm going to say you glaze SGA.
What do we think?
You glaze.
You glaze.
Blaze. You blaze.
A blaze or glaze?
I couldn't get what they were saying.
I'm like, are we using
I also love the multiple SGA if you're watching this, I'm sorry. And then the NBA referees if you're watching this, I'm sorry.
There we go.
Kudos to the eight-year-olds, dude. Start sharing your takes,
there you
man.
Go,
come but... on. I can't wait till Teddy Ballgame starts hosting a show with me in the backseat.
If only this technology had been around when I was eight.
Yeah, what would you have been yelling about as an eight-year-old in sports? How old were you when you were eight?
That's a great question to throw out there.
So I was that was 1997 for me?
79.
So I was eight? That would have been, that would have been right in my sweet spot of the Niners winning the Super Bowl.
You would have been yelling about the Niners being,
I'm going to tell you right now, why they're the greatest team to ever take the field. No disrespect.
I would have been going off on college basketball refs and the disrespect shown the number one ranked Oregon State team. And how did they let Kansas State get away with mauling Steve Johnson?
I would have panned the camera down. See my shorts, Fab Five. Shout out, you guys.
Love you guys.
I love you in Northeast big Portland.
Jalen Rose, if you're listening, big fan, no fans.
I thought Jalen was a girl's name.
Magic Hat every Thursday at 9. We'll wrap it up next on The Fam. You know what this is?
Fantastic.
Just going through the rotator today, I saw. I was like, we got DuckTales music in here.
DuckTales, Darkwing Duck.
Let's throw that thing in there, man. I think I've concluded. Somebody said, by the way, your eight-year-old voices sound like you're from Brooklyn, which I enjoyed.
I know, kind of morphed into an accent when I didn't have one at all. I
thought it was eight-year-old Mad Dog.
Yeah, it was,
Francesa.
When I was eight, Montana was winning his first Super Bowl. Somebody texted him. So you might have been ranting about that. Also,
I was at the tail end of the Drexler era was coming to an end.
Yeah, I think if I was eight, I'd probably be yelling about the idea of being confused of how can multiple teams win a national championship in college football. Because that was 1997.
I don't think you would have. I think you would have been
like...
I
remember that being a take because I was a front-running fan of Michigan.
But it had already happened.
But I didn't remember. Like when I was four, I was two. I was like, I don't remember that.
I'm saying it was more normal back then than
now. Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm saying for me of the idea, I'll never forget having debates with my family in Nebraska. I'm wearing a Nebraska shirt of Michigan won the national championship and them telling me, no, they didn't. Right. And looking at them like, what are you talking about?
So... One, as a kid, it would have been so awesome. Could you imagine being these eight-year-olds if we had the ability to...
The technology and stuff to do it?
Well, like, use the Home Alone Talk Boy. You have a Home Alone Talk Boy, and you record yourself, and your take that you could somehow transfer now was, there should be a playoff in college football, and it should be, like, 10 teams. How great or smart you would have looked as an eight-year-old predicting that or asking for that.
Called it.
The second thing I would tell you, and this is like a side non-show-related thing, the one thing I wanted to do that I never did, and I still can do it, you should start recording Teddy Ballgame. Have three or four standard questions, and you record it, you date it.
Do you ask the same questions every time?
Yes.
Okay.
I always wanted to ask my kids, like one time I asked my oldest, what do you want to do when you're older? And I still have the clip, and she's like, I want to be an ice queen maker.
So it's a great gig if you can get it.
I think I'm in the background. I'm not going to pay anything.
I'm going to ballet degree? What are we talking about here?
But just like having the audio of your kids, like the way that people take a photo of their kid every year of their life and then they like morph it into a video that it shows the evolution of their growth.
Yeah.
You could do that with audio, and it's like Teddy hears himself at 3.
That's a good point.
And then you bring it back, and when he's 18, you have 15 years of Teddy ballgame answers. You'd be like, God, I said that?
I do have, because my mom was one of the moms who like saved everything from my child, like literally every piece of everything that I ever did. Yeah. I have like third grade art in my house.
We have a wall of dirt the way that the Fockers did with the wall of
It was more of like bins of dirt. It wasn't up, but it was all in bins. And then one year it was just like all dumped on me of like, here, you take this now. And then I'm like, what am I supposed to do with like there was legitimately a thing of like my teeth that I lost. And I'm like, what am I going to do with?
Yeah, the parent either keeps that or
I appreciate
that. Away.
That's the thought is good. I don't have any purposeful use for this. So I'm trying to find a balance between not saving anything and what my mom did in terms of saving things.
Well, how do you feel like you're documenting so far his life?
Not good.
Because I don't think I've done doing it very enough. Well. And my mom didn't do pretty terrible job documenting my life.
Yeah, we got one of those picture things for his first year where it was like every, you know, it was like one month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. So that was kind of a fun one that we actually did from his first year. But since then, it's like, we're not doing enough. I need more pictures. I don't take enough pictures. I find myself not taking pictures everywhere we go. And then we'll leave a place and I'll be like, ah, damn it, I should have taken a picture of that.
Yeah.
But then I don't ever go back and look at them. It's a constant conundrum that I go through. Your neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll question on X every day and dinner tonight at one of their 5 locations, San Diego's Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. And right now, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter, you can go vote. Many people were offended by our takes on this. How dare you?
Wait, our takes on the today's question or yesterday's?
Today's question. although we didn't really ask the question yet, but now we have. Are you excited for the World Cup? It's very simple. Yes or no? Are you excited for the World Cup? And we shared our sentiment of being like, yeah, whatever, dude. And then many people shared the radio host, not going to watch the World Cup. It's embarrassing.
Yep.
It's embarrassing, Sprague.
I know.
Why don't you look yourself in the mirror?
I will, right? Every day.
Why don't you look yourself in the mirror, all right?
Yep, I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
This isn't a me problem, it's a you problem.
Look, the half country pride. I think the cool thing about our country is you have a
I do.
Lot of
I'm one of the
people.
Guys who has that. I'll watch the even though I have no
but
hope that they're going to do
USA.
Anything.
But it's not just USA. We don't have a country full of people just rooting for USA.
Nope.
You have a country full of people that root for maybe Brazil.
Sure.
Maybe
Mexico.
They root for Mexico.
Canada.
Spain. Like I
España.
Whoever the hell is in the World Cup. I can't even name all the countries involved, but yeah, I also think what FIFA does as an institution and what they've done to these cities and how we're handling international travel. And you can separate art from artists. I just all find it kind of gross lumped into one thing that used to mean something. And now it's jumped the shark many World Cups ago. This isn't the first one that's been this way and been controversial.
They killed slaves in Qatar a couple of years ago.
I think the other thing I have a problem with is like our country's not really in contention.
No, no. At least for me with hockey, I hadn't won one in a long time, but there was a thought of like, you could do it.
If I see a sick goal, I'm like, yo, did you see that backwards bicycle kick and yesterday between Italy and whoever? Like,
I'll watch highlights. Are you excited? Go for it.
I don't think Italy's playing in it, actually.
Italy's not in?
No, they are not.
Right. Italy didn't make the World Cup.
They choked like their last playoff.
Dude, that's got to be shocking for them.
I think it's the third straight World Cup they've
won.
What? It's,
pretty big deal.
Wow.
But you know what I mean.
I get your point.
Yeah.
Are we excited for the double billing? No basketball tonight.
Should be excited. Should be great
double
hockey.
Billing.
Atmosphere in Buffalo should be amazing.
Blue Line Brandon, you like the Sabres to take a 3-2 lead or the Canadiens to take a 3-2 series lead in Buffalo tonight? Game 5.
I like the Canadiens.
Ooh, on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then does Vegas close it out in Anaheim or do we get a Game 7 back in Vegas?
I think Vegas gets it done.
Get
Vegas
it done. Gets it done. Get rid of that jersey. So awful.
Vegas, Colorado would be great. Conference final.
Yeah.
In the West. East Carolina just sitting around waiting. Yeah, like 2 weeks off. What are we going to do? That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, at 1051thefan on Twitter. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday. The week is almost done. Enjoy all the sports today, the PGA Championship, the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harrison Meringue, is next. You're listening to 1051 FM The Fan. I